Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were unexpectedly higher today, led by the wheat futures. Kansas City July was up 13 and three quarters at 7.45 and a quarter. We really thought that the market might be lower due to some rainfall forecast this weekend, but the situation going on in Russia and then the dry weather up to this point, and really a longer term, fairly dry forecast has kept things positive at this time. There's a very important election this weekend out of Russia that might determine the future of what's going on in the Ukraine. And so depending on what direction that goes, we could see some export problems in the future out of that southern port there. But again, we don't know that geopolitical stuff. You just never really have a good chance of knowing the different outcomes. What we do know is there is a forecasted rainfall this weekend here in the southern plains. That could influence wheat if we get more than expected. That could influence it to the downside. But if it's like most weather forecasts we get, it's usually drier than expected. So we'll have to wait and see. But the thing did close relatively strong and near the high here in July. Traded up to 7.48 and a quarter. Of course, the high last week was 7.53 and a half. But we're near the highs, and the fact that it closes so strong is a pretty good outlook.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
News sources are mostly focused on the March 31st prospective planting report. The market's currently attempting, it looks like anyway, to buy corn acres for those row crops in the Midwest. That's with the corn moving higher and the beans moving lower in the new crops. But then we're also focused on what's going on around the world here in that geopolitical situation in Eastern or Southern Europe, in the Ukraine and Russia and so forth. Then we have these hedge funds. They flipped around and they were short wheat for almost a year. Now they're long a touch, estimated to be long 10 to 15 million bushels of wheat. Corn are estimated to be 760 to 765 million bushels long. And then on the beans, of course, they're about a billion. They've been long beans and getting longer for a very long time. As that market moves higher, they've just been adding. It's hard to believe that they control almost of a third of the 3 billion bushel bean crop at this point. On Monday, we have a NOPA crush release for February. It's going to tell us how much bean demand there's been. And then on Monday, we'll also know what the weather outlook has been. If you look at some surveys going around on that prospective planting number, we're coming in mostly of corn acres around 93 million bushels. Soybeans just about 81, a little bit over 80.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. April live cattle were up $1.62 at $145.25. March feeders were up 62 cents at $174.60. And April lean hogs gained 30 cents and closed at $119.22. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was up 13 and 3/4 cents at $7.44 even. Chicago March corn down 12 cents at $4.72 and 1/4. And March soybeans were down 14 and 3/4 cents at $13.76 even. And in the cotton markets, May cotton was up 51 points at 92.19 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.